tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Lee Peltzer's Seven-Pointed Star. The album's called Beatin' the Odds. We'll check into the tune SKCC. Then Donnie McCaslin's got a new single out called Kid. We'll check it out. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Troy Roberts, his latest release, New Jai Perspective. It's the convening of five soulful beings who take the listener on a creative journey through the architecture of Troy's original compositions.
And after that, we're going to check into Mel Breeze. From her album, Animazonia, we're going to listen to the track, The Island.
Thank you.
That time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You are listening to CJSF. 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. According to a new study, one of the first estimates of sea level rise made by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change closely matches what actually happened over the past 30 years.
What we found was that they did remarkably well.
That's Torbjörn Törnqvist of Tulane University. In the 1990s, the IPCC released a report with different scenarios for carbon emissions and what each would mean for global sea level rise. Turnquist's study found that real-world emissions have closely tracked one of the report's middle-of-the-road scenarios, and global sea levels have risen about 9 centimeters, very close to the 8 predicted by the UN report. Those early predictions were made without today's advanced computer models, and they over- or underestimated the impacts of some drivers of sea level rise. But Turnquist says it shows that even 30 years ago, scientists understood the fundamentals of climate change.
I find it hard to think of any other form of evidence that is more compelling to demonstrate that this is happening. It has been happening for a long time, and we know why, and we understand it, and we can make credible projections.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, we're going to get started.
Studio 6, CJSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
That's so nice to hear.
It's when we're at our best, personally and professionally, I feel like.
I saw you guys at a show for Mr. Merlot at Toast Collective. I was wondering if you guys had any like local favorites in the scene.
I like Man-Eater is so good, coming out with a new tape really soon. There's something to look out for.
The series engages artists in the conversations about the community and cool topics that affect them the most.
The way your vocals fit in, right, kind of in this other layer, and your guitar and your drums, and you're able to make this like impressive amount of sound for just the two of you. So I just wanted to get into that.
Mm-hmm. You can watch the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube channel or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn.
This is Radio.